So the Catholic Church will soon go into a conclave, which is a meeting of the cardinals, to determine who the next pope will be. And, of course, there was a movie called Conclave last year. It was nominated for Best Movie for the Oscars. And one of the producers, Michael Jackman, and he talked to me about Conclave, in case you want to watch it again or for the first time, a little bit about it.
It's a brilliant screenplay, so well adapted, so interesting, phenomenal character, especially for Ralph Fiennes. Once you have this kind of script and Ralph Fiennes, you know, everyone is certainly interested in taking a quick look at it, and really we got our first choices in all of our cast.
Nobody turned you down. You got everybody you wanted, like the dream team.
It was a total dream team, and honestly, they all fell out and fell back in. Like, John Lithgow had some issues with scheduling at one point, and he was out, and then he was in, and Stanley Tucci had his show he was doing, and he was out, and he was in, and Isabella had a conflict, and she was out, and she was in, but ultimately, they all wound up in. We made it work with everyone's schedule, and yeah, it was just couldn't be better.
But it's got quite the twist to it, and I don't want to give anything away, but was that the compelling part of the screenplay, how it unfolded at the end?
It's kind of, you're on your edge of your seat. You follow a character, and you're rooting for them, you're not rooting for them, and they rise, and they fall, and there's scandals, and backstabbing, and politics, and good people, and bad people, and liberals, and conservatives. You're constantly tracking, you know, what's happening and who's rising, who's falling. And I think that it's that sort of political thriller nature that was compelling to me. And, you know, the twist at the end is just one more sort of piece of that puzzle that we put together. I feel like we set you up to think you know the twist, and then you don't.